This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. The impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump continued Friday with questions from senators. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
On a little yellow card, Democrat Michael Bennett submitted a question to impeachment managers. It was one of 28 asked by senators to either side in less than 3 hours. Bennett wanted to know what would have happened if elected officials had bowed to the mob. Texas Representative Joaquin Castro answered for managers, saying Trump would have then decided the election result and not the American people. Castro added that if Congress doesn't set a precedent to prevent it, more presidents could do this in the future. Bennett's question was considered friendly to Democrats. There were few questions challenging either side. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two historic sites in Colorado have been saved. Colorado Preservation, Inc. removed them from its list of endangered places this week. One of them is the Gold Medal Orchard in Montezuma County that was first planted in 1890. New apple trees from original cuttings have been regrown in the orchard. Kim Grant is with the program that works to save places like this.
An orchard is an example of a cultural landscape. And this orchard was significant because it won 4 gold medals at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904.
The other site in southern Colorado that's been restored is the historic Goodnight Barn in Pueblo, built in 1870. It was named after cattle rancher Charles Goodnight. And good morning from downtown Denver. This is CPR News.